This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. Nadia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Nadia. This is Nina at XPO.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm calling with an order that I might need help with.
All right. What is the order number?
That order number is 678-54943. Ruth Gurney.
Got it. All right. Just a moment. It's uploading right now.
Okay. And you said your name was?
Nadia.
Nadia. Chronicles.
Uh-huh. Let's see what we got here. Is her physical address, is that correct in the file?
I just updated it. Everything, the only thing I had to update was the physical street. Everything else was the same.
Got you. All right.
The address on Fairview is the correct address.
Got it. Thank you.
And then when I was rescheduling it, that's why I stopped and called y'all, because it started doing all crazy stuff. Because the technician still has the item because it happened today. But he was on his way to her house, and we see that it was enclosed. I was like, how you got it if it's closed? I mean, not closed, but on hold. My question is, are you able to reschedule to the 12th? We're requesting an earlier date for her, because she said she thought it was supposed to be rescheduled already at the store to the 10th. I mean, to the Monday.
Well, you see, right now, order one of the items, microwave and truck checkout, another dishwasher also in truck checkout, and still kit in truck checkout. So this needs to be processed overnight. It has to be updated overnight. Without that update, nothing can change. So what's the reason that she needs to be rescheduled? What happened?
Oh, because she, one, it was the wrong address first. And then she was going to decline it anyway, because it's like a homeowner and a tenant. And she's switching the dishwashers out. A handyman is going to uninstall it, and we're going to deliver and install the new. She said she's not ready for it. So the wrong address, and she's not ready. Oh, that's why it let me did the service, not the delivery. Okay.
Yeah, we cannot, we always have to be very careful with this, because you see, we cannot just schedule one or two lines, whatever the system let us, because what happened is, I see this lately happen a lot. For example, delivery happens today, someone's wrong, right? Just perfect example like this, address incorrect. So when agent didn't see all the lines that it's still in transit, they didn't see that it's still on hold. It has to be updated overnight in part of the inventory system. It has to be updated. And sometimes agents schedule for the next available date, and they didn't see that only a few items, few lines only been scheduled, but the rest of it wasn't. And they let the customer know, oh, this is what been set it up, but it will really not. Because sometimes happen might be it's still a wholly alleged schedule, and customer think and agent think that everything been scheduled, but it's not. We need to wait until order update. We always have to wait till next day till order update. That's when we can schedule this for next day, because it needs to be taken out of track checkout. So a warehouse needs to update this first. It has to be updated overnight. Then tomorrow we can reschedule this for next available date.
Okay, so I do have already the services scheduled. Did you want me to put it back in hold status?
Not in hold, put in reschedule. Just put in a reschedule, unschedule that. It cannot be scheduled just only install or haul away and not the appliance itself. It cannot be. It needs to be rescheduled.
I'm talking about the services.
Everything has to be put in a pending reschedule, because everything needs to be scheduled at the same time.
Okay, I will do that.
I put it on my side too. I put in everything in pending reschedule.
Okay, I will do that. Let's Yeah.
Do this on my own to install. Yeah, that needs to be the install that you schedule for the 12th. That needs to be on schedule.
I'm doing it now.
Okay. Okay. So now you say, did you change address in FMS? Do you have access to FMS?
No, ma'am.
You have different system. And what
I
is
have
the correct
DMS.
Address? DMS, yeah. What address? The good address is at 6906 Grand Avenue?
No, ma'am. It's 7360 Fairview. Everything else is the same.
All right. I need to update this in FMS on my side. Yeah, zip code incorrect. Okay.
The zip code was incorrect.
In my FMS, I have to change that too. So if I didn't change that part, I will go to the wrong address. Because they print manifest on the ore site and ore warehouses, and the evening day before delivery, it has to be printed, it has to be updated. So I just changed it on my side too. It has to be done on our side. All right, I did update that. Okay, so I did.
So you're going to reach out to the customer after it's checked back in tomorrow? Because she's assuming that it's on the 12th.
No. I will set this up in the system. The customer needs to be rescheduled. Okay. One of my agents will call her and schedule her for next available date. That cannot be on the 12th because it's only install line you're able to schedule. That's not good. It needs to be all scheduled at the same time. All right, I'm working on this right now to make sure that it's been set up all at once. And on your side, just make sure you unschedule that install for dishwasher because that needs to be scheduled all together, all lines.
You told me to put it in pending client reschedule.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. Do you want me to take the product out of hold and put it in pending client reschedule?
Yes, if you can on your side, that would be great.
I can. Let's see what it let me.
Probably not because order still not updated yet. Client needs to be rescheduled. Next update. All right.
Oh, it's going to let me.
What happened?
I said, it's going to let me put it in pending client reschedule. It's doing it now. It let me do this service detail. I'm doing the product detail now. It just takes a minute. I did it.
You did awesome. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with at this moment?
Oh, nothing at all.
That's all. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to make sure I already update the order anyway. So we all good for now.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your evening. Miss Nadia.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.